It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Before we get started, some important information for our DX fans out there. Our shortwave frequency has changed to 9675 on the 31-meter band. The time's the same every day from 6 to 7 Universal Time, 33s. I am not going to talk about what happened in the U.S. last Tuesday, as it is too upsetting. I just want you to try and remember we Americans are not all like that. Way too many of us, way too many of us are, but not all of us. In fact, 47.7% of Americans voted against the politics of division, cruelty, and hatred. Today is Saturday, the 12th of November, the 317th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, which means you only have 48 days to get your New Year's resolutions into the Sound Kitchen. I'll cook up a tasty dish with your ingredients to celebrate the New Year, which you'll be served in grand style on the New Year's Eve show. There'll even be a special guest cook to help out. So put on your thinking caps, examine your consciousnesses, and get out your pencils. And while you have your pencil out, why not write an essay for the Sound Kitchen? Write a This I Believe essay, an essay about the principles that guide your life, what you have found to be true for you. I also want to hear your stories about your ordinary heroes, the people in your community who are doing extraordinary things and working to make the world a better place. It's about the teacher who inspires, the dedicated nurse, the neighbor who's always there to lend a hand. As listener Pramod Maheshwari said, just as small drops of water can fill a pitcher, small acts of kindness can change the world. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Today, in 1817, the Persian spiritual leader Baha'u'llah was born. Baha'u'llah founded the Baha'i faith. Do you know about the Baha'i faith? If you live in India, you probably do, because that's where the majority of Baha'i live. They're not very well appreciated in Iran, to say the least. The Baha'i faith is a monotheistic religion which emphasizes the spiritual unity of all humankind. According to the Encyclopedia of Religion, there are three core principles of Baha'i teachings and doctrine: the unity of God, the unity of religion, and the unity of humanity. According to the Baha'i faith's teachings, the human purpose is to learn to know and to love God through prayer, reflection, and being of service to humanity. Read up on the Baha'i faith if you don't know about it. It sounds very gentle and loving.
Hello, I'm Jean Deloisy from the Palais de Tokyo, and you listen to the Sound Kitchen.
Okay, my friends. Time for the quiz. On the 27th of August, I asked you a really easy question. That week, an announcement was made which we all knew was coming. A certain Frenchman announced he would seek his party's nomination to run for the presidential office in next year's election, and you were to send in his name, which is Nicolas Sarkozy, or Sarko, as the French call him. Nicolas Sarkozy served as France's president from 2007 through 2012, when he lost to the current French president, François Hollande. The winners are... RFI Listeners Club member Iris Cassell from Banjul, the Gambia, who always sends a real handwritten letter to us, which I adore, old-fashioned gal than I am. Hi, Iris. Greetings to you and your family from the entire RFI English team. Winner Li Ming also sent greetings to us all from a pleasant Manshan, as he wrote. Li Ming lives in Manshan City, China. From the RFI PAC France International Listeners Club in Sahiwal, Pakistan, there's Muhammad Rashid. And from the RFI Fan Club in Naugaon, Bangladesh, winner MD Babel. Last but not least, hailing from Nairobi, Kenya, Joseph Samushi. Hearty congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. So, we've made it through the mudslinging, down-and-dirty U.S. presidential elections, and now it's time for the French presidentials to start winding up. Let's hope the French maintain a bit of dignity. I think they will. The U.S. has so horrified the world, and anyway, it's not exactly the French style, thank goodness. Anyway, there have been two debates already amongst the seven candidates hoping to win the nomination for the center-right party, the Republicans, the former UMP party. I want you to write in with their names. Send in the names of the seven politicians hoping to represent the center-right party, Les Républicains, in France's 2017 presidential polls. You have until December 12th to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 17th of December to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
I'm Doug, hello from Paris.
Tijani nikomi mbakiye bi donka gelenema.
Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. But before we do, be sure and take a look at the RFI English and the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages to see photos sent in by Shivindu Paul, the president of the RFI Mitali Listeners Club in Mitali, India. Shivindu Paul is a school teacher and has interested his students in stamp collecting. Don't miss out on the boys proudly holding up their stamps. And they'll have some more to add to their collection soon. Listener Hans Werner Lolica from Hedehusen, Denmark, sent some beautiful stamps to the Sound Kitchen, which I've already sent off to Shivindu Paul's students. Also, thanks to Hans Werner Lolica, along with the stamps came a lot of postcards in his package, which I sent to Salim al-Sarai's students in Wari, Iraq, and you can see some pictures of them on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Facebook pages. Teachers, if you would like stamps and postcards from around the world to share with your students, just write and let me know, and I'll get a package in the mail to you. And thanks again to Hans Werner Lolica for his generosity. And remember, everyone, the Sound Kitchen is only fun if you are a part of it. Don't just send in your answer to the quiz. Take an extra minute or two and share with us what's up in your life. What's your radio club doing? What book are you reading? Is there a festival happening in your city, or why not? What'd you think about today? Didn't your mama raise you right and teach you to always help? So you get right into this kitchen and help with the meal. Many thanks to my colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
mami ma fe kake jonyenia
kofuye
ika jarabi warila
kofuye
wariti ya nebo fe ni jonya he
kofuye
jombe fana kanyani wali
kofuye
halika dai daire mema
kofuye
lera te dune ma se fabira finela Kamale dulone duruni kerela paradia
Kofuye
Jomaya wale tei da iri menye niche
Kofuye
Kuma korodoko ware te se bangela herela
Kofuye
Ota unga tinya ye ware be mambo nola kui
Kofuye
Ise tumenye na iri nituru mali fambe
Kofuye
Fambe iri mohe se fabile
Kofuye
Ni wariko
Kofuye
Chepe kanya nido